This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
Will, Gerald, and I, every time I say all those three names, I'm like, don't get it wrong, Tari. Brittany Elise is on the phone with us. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And how are you all?
No, we're amazing.
Hey, Brittany.
We're amazing, Brittany, but it's all about you today. It's not about us. It's all about you. Happy release day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Very exciting.
It's been a big day for you, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a very big day. I think I got my first message at about 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
Wow. From who?
Okay, that person is no longer your friend or family.
No, that's fans. I actually had one at midnight as well.
Fans? I'd be like, calm down.
Yeah. They're very excited, I think. Waiting for the new single.
Well, that's good. I mean, although you probably don't really be woken up at 3 a.m., I guess that's nice to know that they're hanging for it and sitting there waiting for it to be released.
They're not in another time zone or anything? They're on the same time zone?
No, they're definitely on the same time zone.
Oh, gosh.
It's okay. I was still sleeping, so...
Brittany, as a fellow country artist and releasing music, the lead up to Friday, which we all seem to release singles on Friday, the lead up is just so intense, isn't it? You just want to get out there.
Yeah, exactly. And this song I've actually been sitting on for, like we're talking, probably about a year and a half, obviously with COVID and stuff as well. Yeah. But yeah, to finally have it out, you just itching to get it out and let people hear it. You've heard it that many times, like. It's amazing to actually see all the new reactions again. Yeah, it's great.
That's awesome, and it's great to see that something's come of this COVID situation.
Yeah, did you do it in COVID?
Was it made?
Did you make this song in COVID?
Yeah, well, I always was going to have it as my first single.
Okay.
But I decided to, I was meant to be recording it, obviously, in the studio this 2020, sorry.
Yeah.
But as COVID shut down the world, I was like, oh goodness, I really still want to record and write and, do all our artist stuff that I can do, even if I can't tour. And so I actually built my own home studio. So all the vocals I did at my own home studio.
Awesome.
Wow.
And then obviously technology is amazing. So the rest was, production was done at the Song Store in Victoria, like in Melbourne. So, and then we just put it all together and I heard the final track and that's what you guys hear now as well.
Well, I know being in the studios, there's a whole vibe to it and it just feels different. But, I mean, that's bound to save you some money in the long run and keep production costs a bit lower.
Yeah.
Will's going, yes, why have I not done that?
Yeah, there's just a different vibe with being in studio and with live musicians, like that's what we live for on stage and in the studio. But yeah, for what we had in the situation we have and just had to create the vibe, and I guess there's no other place like home. So yeah, it worked
out
for me in the end. Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
Not up at 3 a.m. hopefully not though.
No, definitely not.
Getting some sleep, probably staying up till 3 a.m. though. Yeah.
It was late night.
Yeah, but do you get nervous when, when obviously today, I mean, look, it sounds like it's been a pretty good day for you, but is it leading up to this, were you rather nervous or were you pretty cool, calm and collected?
A bit of both. I think it's more just how people are going to take it, but not necessarily for any sort of chart position or anything like that. It's more just as an artist, we write songs and definitely in my situation, I write it for a meaning.
Yeah.
And so for me, the success is, who's connecting with it, why are they connecting with it, what stories are we all telling individually? And for me, that's the successful day I've had. Like the stream of messages and calls and, sharing of the story. And I've had a few people say they've cried and, they've had goosebumps. And it's a real feel-good summer song. But they obviously got the key message that I had, intended for the song. And, you couldn't ask for anything more.
It's a great song, Brittany. I was listening before, and the production, did you produce that yourself? There's some really awesome production, modern production, modern country production.
So
did you do that yourself, or was that done in a...
I worked with the Song Store, but when COVID hit, I actually took a production course. So I had a massive, a lot more of an input into this song than any of my tracks before. This was my first home studio song, so it's a first in many ways. But I've actually felt like I was entirely in this process, which was awesome. That's just, another level.
That probably just makes it a little bit more special, doesn't it? That, yeah, you know, you got to do it, you know, you got to do the end to say that, you know, you've had a lot to do with this. It's and knowing that people have taken it on and enjoyed it, it's just so much sweeter.
Yeah, exactly right. And yeah, it's just amazing to see and hear people's reactions and why they love it. You know, like, it's not just the sound, but yeah, it's certain lyrics, like it might not be the whole song or it's just different vibes as well. Yeah, it's an amazing feeling.
100%. We're really glad you've had such a great day. I mean, usually we would ask you to explain the meaning behind it, where this one come from, but because you're saying it's such a song that people have had all different reactions to today, even ones that you weren't expecting, we might just ask you if you want to introduce
it. Look, let's let you do your thing, and let you introduce your song and let everyone have a listen to this great song.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This song is just do whatever you want, even if it's outside the norms. You got this. Life's too short. This is my new single from Brittany Elise, and it's called Find Your Music.
Being what people want is a full-time job. Never enough time to finish everything they want. If you want your heart to race and feel alive, break free from the pressures inside.